This is The Fix It Show on WTMJ. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.
When it comes to home repairs, we could all use a guy. Well, we've got the guy, and we've got the show. For all your home improvement questions, we've got answers. This is The Fix It Show on WTMJ. Presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Now, here's your host, Dayton Kane and David Nason.
7:08 on a Saturday. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
It's been a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I shouldn't be here.
Every time I'm gone for 1 week, it feels like forever because we're only on once a week.
Right.
So it's two weeks later. And
I should be on my way down to Racine Yacht Club.
You're supposed to be sailing today.
Supposed to be sailing this weekend on the hook, going up to... from Racine up to Marinette, Michigan. The boat I race on, a great crew, love them, everybody. And unfortunately, I have some mechanical issues on the boat, so we can't go. So I'm here.
Because of that, Jim Riedel was going to be filling in for you, and he's here too.
Yeah.
So good morning.
Good morning.
For the record, I did tell Jim that I would be here. So
he had nothing better to do. He had this time blocked off.
Right.
Like, I'm coming
I told
in.
People I was going to be on.
If they
don't hear my voice
right.
over the radio,
they're
going to think they got Alzheimer's now or something.
Right.
So we got no guests this hour. So the three of us are just going to talk and answer questions. And if you got questions, we need them. 855-616-1620. But let's start with the topic that's kind of on everybody's brain because it's been so smoky this week.
Yeah, I took up smoking this week.
Several people ask, like, what does that do? Why am I staying inside? How does that help to stay inside? And what should I be doing with my HVAC system to keep that air cleaner inside?
Yeah. Well, I have to tell you, I took a raw salmon, put it outside, and then I had it for dinner later
because it was smoked.
That's a good one, Jim. It was tough this week doing inspections. It was on top of being hot and humid.
Oh, yeah.
The smoke did get to me on Wednesday and Thursday. And unfortunately, the house that I did on Wednesday, the air wasn't working. So I didn't even get to get inside and cool down at all. So, you know, it's not really hurting your condenser outside. I mean, it's just meant to be outside. You know, the air is moving past it and everything. Maybe not a bad idea. Maybe you're getting a little bit of, you know, residue on it. Maybe you could wash it down gently with your garden hose on a shower type function, not a, you know, straight
spray. Don't jet it.
Don't jet it, but just hose it down kind of thing. But it probably be a good idea. You know, most newer homes have a fresh air intake vent, so it's bringing air from outside. So you probably do need to check your furnace filter.
Well, there is a way to recirculate when you have that. There's a setting where you could recirculate. Right. So that's what you should have done.
It'll close a damper in that vent, but it may still get a little bit of air. That damper is not like completely airtight in there.
That's interesting that you said check your filter.
Yeah,
because we are getting more. Yeah, but we are getting more particles into the house than we normally do.
You're doing that, but not only that. I mean, probably more so than typical. Everybody's air conditioning is running 24/7.
Right, because it's been
so
hot.
We were just commenting last night at home that I don't remember the last time we had our air on for 2 weeks straight.
Yeah.
You know, but that's just the way some people do. They just like to have their air on and condition the space. They don't open their windows, but I think a lot of people do, and so their air's been on a lot.
The other thing you can do right now is just keep the fan on all the time
to keep
the air
circulating. It's going to go through the filter, absolutely.
Clean that air as it goes. If you don't have one and you really have some issues with the smoke, getting a HEPA filter, just a standalone one in your house to help clean the air.
Yeah, the West Bend Vacuum Store up there, they sell air purifiers that you could put in a room air purifier. What we would probably call an air scrubber back, when we were doing restoration work, basically going through a charcoal filter and scrubbing any odors and any whatever particulates are in the air. So not a bad idea.
Today's supposed to be kind of the best day we've had in a long time as far as no smoke being out there. It's low smoke content today. So if you want to get outside, today's the day to do it. Tomorrow, again, tomorrow's going to be okay unless you're a sensitive person, then they're saying stay inside.
That's the other
tomorrow.
Thing. Everybody's got different sensitivities to everything. So if you have a compromised, I'm thinking HVAC system, but your breathing, lung capacity, sure, that kind of thing, you're going to struggle a little bit more.
I did hear, and I heard it secondhand, and I didn't verify it, so don't quote me on this, but somebody said they heard that if in that 400 to 500 range, if you're outside for an hour, it's like smoking four cigarettes.
Right, yeah.
So, you know, are you going to die tomorrow if you're out there inhaling this stuff? Probably
most
not.
Most people
probably not, but it's not good for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Not good for you.
Yeah.
So.
It's like radon, you know. The inspection I saw yesterday, the radon discharge pipe discharged at grade. It just came right out. So that means the fan was in the basement, which
sure,
it cannot be.
Right.
And the pipe is... like, and I said, well, that can't be like that. And the question, well, why not? I said, well, imagine you're kneeling down right here and doing some gardening. You're going to get a face full of radon for the entire time you're right there. So, no, it's got to go up past the roof line. So that had to be corrected.
All right. Well, now I'm going to go spray down my house and condenser after this because I didn't even think of that, like settling on the things.
Yeah. You don't see it. But
you think of inhaling it because it's smoke, but you don't think of it settling onto everything.
Right.
Interesting. Okay. We are here. We need you because there's no guests this hour. 855-616-1620, the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. Any question you have about fixing your home, we'd love to try to answer it anyway because it's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
The Fix-It Show with Dayton Kane and David Nason on WTMJ.
A lot of things going on around Milwaukee this weekend. Bikes, bourbon, and barbecue at Davidson Park. Vintage Harleys, live music, food trucks. That sounds like a... I need to hit. Harley Davidson Park.
Oh, downtown here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bikes, bourbon, and barbecue. Three really good B-words.
Yeah, I'm liking that.
Yeah. So, Jim Riedel here, David Nason, I'm Dayton Kane. We are hosting a guest-free hour
I'm mourning the fact that I'm not sailboat racing this weekend.
We do have someone on the phone. Let's go to Jonathan in Chicago. Good morning. What's your question, sir?
Good morning and welcome back.
Yeah, thank you.
We had our annual air conditioning check maintenance, and they looked at the outside, you know, they cleaned the outside and everything, and they basically concluded that the condenser coils were clogged solid with cottonwood, and we had this checked in July instead of the usual April when we start up the air conditioning. Is that, how do you prevent that, if at all, or do you just have that maintenance done every year and it's no big deal? What are your thoughts on that?
So I would say that is just a maintenance thing. If you have, I mean, for anybody else who's got a cottonwood tree in their neighborhood, and where I used to live, we did, and yeah, it literally sometimes looks like there's snow on the ground.
Yeah.
They can drop that much stuff. So
right.
They could definitely clog up a condenser. And I would say just never power wash your condenser. Because you're going to flatten the fins on it, kind of thing. So gently washing it with a garden hose. But we were talking about this a little bit over the air. Before I became a home inspector, I worked for a company that did this where we cleaned the HVAC units on the roofs of chicken processing plants. And we were cleaning the coils in the fins. And these are very large units, but it's the same process. Once we got them cleaned, we sprayed what they called a hydrophilic liquid on the. It's basically like, if you think about it, it's like spraying Rain-X on your windshield. This product made the fins slippery so that anything that would get on them, rain or anything, would just wash right off instead of sticking to them. So I don't know if
that would work because what the condenser's doing is sucking in air, right? So it's grabbing all that cottonwood and just sucking it to the fins.
If it I don't know, it's
but then when
it's
it
an
stops,
idea.
Maybe it would release and
or it might be easier to wash off. Or if it rains it would wash it off.
Yeah.
But stuff doesn't stick that's why Dawn dish soap doesn't work so well on so many things because it's a surfactant. Jim's sitting here with me, we worked at Kelman, we used Dawn dish soap like crazy. That was back before the state figured out. They were saying use bleach, you know, and bleach doesn't clean very well. It kills things, but soapy water cleans really well. So something like that. I guess that's the only thing I think a homeowner could do is clean it regularly, but put something on it and maybe even try Rain-X. But there's probably other products out there that you can find.
Can you cut down your neighbor's cottonwood tree?
Yeah. Just
Yeah, that's a possibility.
Okay, regular maintenance.
Thanks, Jonathan. We appreciate you listening. Yeah. Have a great weekend.
Jim even threw out the idea, can you put like a filter on the outside of your condenser? And we thought,
I was thinking of the idea of the, those foam ones. Yeah. That you, like if you open up a shop vac and they got the regular pleated filter, and then over the pleated filter there's that stretchy foam one.
Yeah.
It's not very, it's not going to catch like fine stuff, but it might be enough to like stop. But where do you get that that fits over that?
I've never seen
and,
one.
And I'm sure every HVAC guy will say, oh, no, you shouldn't do that. Yeah, you know, but, you know.
I've never seen one.
But you would be able to see the stuff on the outside right away.
I would be so afraid to choke out my AC unit doing that. Right. But the cottonwood could do that if you let it get too bad. I think like you started it right. It's just a maintenance issue. You have to check.
What
if you know that the cottonwood's, and you can see it. Yeah. It looks like it's snowing.
Yeah.
When the cottonwoods are falling, you can see it. So after that's done, go out and clean it.
Or while it's happening. But we talked about
the only idea with the idea with the outside filter type is you'll see it so easy.
Sure.
And you know you got to like take it off,
wash it, clean it.
Or call the HVAC guy then to come and clean it.
Well, it sounds like you need to invent that, Jim.
I'm an idea guy.
Yeah, you are. Okay.
We're going to take a break.
You want to invest in that deal?
You let me know how it goes in the
calls and texts coming 855-616-1620 the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. The Fix It Show is on WTMJ.
WTMJ's The Fix It Show with David Nason and Dayton Kane.
Good morning. Could be some morning rain possible today. Not a huge chance, but slight chance. And a high
rain
out
by me this morning.
Yeah, you did already?
Yeah.
All right, so it's done.
It just went through.
We're just going to call it good. Smoke
not enough.
We coming back a little bit later tonight into tomorrow. Today's supposed to be pretty good though. So if you want to get outside, today's the day to go work. Go look on the outside of your house, see what needs to be done.
Clean your AC condenser.
Go clean your AC
gently.
The acid rain off of it from the smoke and who knows when they're putting those fires out? I mean,
those fires are going to burn a while.
This could be going on.
Mark
for weeks.
Baden was saying last night. I didn't realize this. Most of these up in Canada. They're where the fires are burning, it's inaccessible. There's no roads to get there to try to even try to fight these. So they're just out. They start by lightning, you know, from storms, and they're just burning. And they, the only way you could maybe do it is with airplanes and everything. But the cost to try to fight these from airplanes is, he said, it's just not worth it.
So you just let it burn until it gets to a point where you have roads and you're waiting for it to get there. And then you try
civilization,
to
and then they try to protect the homes.
You need a higher power to send some rain.
We do need
some
rain.
Well, that's what you said. Ontario needs just a lot of rain right now.
This weather pattern has been weird this year.
It has been a weird spring and summer.
Wet, dry, wet, dry.
And cold. June was kind of cool.
Like,
now it's hot and humid.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's been a weird year.
Crazy, crazy. So let's talk about something. I was listening to a show, and they were talking about a roofing company that showed up and started tearing the roof off the house next to the house they were supposed to be doing. In the middle of it, the owner of the house comes out and is like, "What are you doing? Well, this isn't. I didn't hire you guys.
Yeah.
Let's talk.
Sometimes the houses look the same.
Yeah. You get in some neighborhoods, you basically branch, you know, ranch and ranch. And
so let's talk through this a little bit because I work at Siding Unlimited, as everybody knows. When I go to a customer's house that needs a roof, I look at their roof. I get a hover that has their address on it. So a hover is a program that we can use, or an eagle view. It's a satellite image of that house. So yes, the houses could be very similar next to each other, but the guys have a view of the house of what it should look like.
And if you haven't heard of this, believe it or not, the satellites can zoom in on your roof.
Oh yeah.
And give you enough detail, and actually the sides of your house.
Yep.
And they can size the roof.
They size this
That's
out.
That's all we
the
do
roof,
these days.
Very
I don't have to
accurately.
Walk a roof anymore.
The only way is unless it's covered with trees.
Right.
But almost every roof that you guys can just, so that just so, if you ever saw Enemy of the State, remember that movie with Will Smith?
Yeah.
Where they're zooming in with the satellites and seeing that?
Yeah. That happens.
I think that's true.
So that's one step. I then go make my notes on the house and what I'm going to need as far as venting and, you know, things like that, valleys, all that kind of stuff. Then I send that list into my office. They then have to order the shingles, all the parts that go with the roof. They send it off to ABC Supply. ABC Supply collects all of those products from the different vendors that we need, certain teed shingles and all the valleys and all the vents. They then have to load. Once all that's collected at their warehouse, they load it onto a truck. That truck goes to the house, delivers the product to the house. Okay? There's also a dumpster that gets delivered to the house. So we've now got all these different things coming together at that house. Our guys show up. They've got the image of the house. Yeah. They got what they're supposed to do, how many square of shingles, blah, 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 blah. They go knock on the door or ring the doorbell
right
and say, hey, we're here. We're going to get up on your roof.
Right.
Or you got to wonder, why is the dumpster in the neighbor's driveway?
Right. So David says, this has to be the only explanation that how this could even happen.
It's a small roofing contractor. They're bringing the shingles with them. They're bringing a dump trailer with them. They're not sending anything ahead of time.
They're just showing up on site with all of it on that day.
Yeah.
Which is not the way.
Well, a smaller company can do that.
Yeah.
But I can tell you, Dayton, you're spoiled because I probably estimated over 500 roof replacements when I worked.
Oh, yeah. And you had to walk everything.
I had to walk every one of them and measure it. And
I know that.
You're spoiled.
I know that. I'm honest with my customers. Like, I will not go on a second story roof. I can't. I have a fear of that height, of being up that high. I can walk a one story if it's not too steep. And
there's a couple I shouldn't have walked on.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've been on a few where, you know, you're getting up is usually a whole lot easier than getting back down.
Well, there's a universal rule in the world. Gravity never quits. Gravity always wins.
Right?
Yeah. It's the number one rule of life.
So there's been some white knucklers when I'm coming down. I get onto the ladder and I'm going, need it back on that one.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we have a question on the text line about the five issues that, in your opinion, should be a no-go when you discover them in an inspection. And I don't know if you can answer that, but we'll see if what we get from David Nason when we come back. Now we go to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Elizabeth Wintonen. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, Dayton.
More of your questions next. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Thank you for joining us today. 38 Special is going to be at the Waukesha County Fair. And then Croatian Fest is going on at Croatian Park. Wow. Do you know where that is?
Yeah, Croatian it's Franklin.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm impressed. I had not heard of it until I looked it up.
My grandparents are Croatian.
Okay.
So we knew about that. Driven past it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Croatian. I didn't know that you were part Croatian.
Well, Croatian, Yugoslavia. My mom's parents were Yugoslavish, from Yugoslavia, Croatia, that whole area. That's what they spoke, Croatian. And then they were refugees, moved to Austria during the war, and then they all moved. My mom came here when she was 11, so I'm a first-generation American on my mom's side.
Nice. All right, so let's talk through this. We're going to talk through the home inspector thing, but we did get a text that came in that said, you guys were just talking about the fear of heights and walking on roofs. How do you do it safely? Is OSHA ever a concern? If an accident happens, is a homeowner liable? Thanks. Love the show.
Yeah.
So I can answer from the Siding Unlimited contractor side of things. Your homeowner should not be liable if you're with a reputable company, because they're supposed to have insurance, which we do, of course, as a big company. But I always tell customers, make sure you ask this question. If I'm not the guy you're going with, do they have insurance? See it. Get a copy of it. Because if
it should be workman's comp for a company because it's their employees that are there.
If they have it.
And then they also should have liability if they make a mistake and do something wrong to your house.
Exactly.
Like the wrong house roof.
Right.
OSHA really applies to contractors.
Right, not an actual person, like a homeowner walking around.
Right, exactly. Or an inspector. The OSHA rules really don't apply to me because I'm not doing work on the house.
There's exclusions for being
interesting.
For like, if you go and look at a house or a property and you have to look at it as an estimator or something, they have the exclusion that you can look at it without.
You work for a contractor, so I don't know if that'd be a gray area. So if I've been asked, hey, how come you're going to inspect my roof? How come you're not tying off? And my question, I'm not trying to be a smart aleck, but tie off to what? You know, I'm not going to go up there.
Put holes in your roof?
And put a anchor point on the ridge of your roof and then put a harness on and strap in and everything for a 2-minute inspection of your roof.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't work that way. So how do you do it safely? You just have to be safe and experience.
You trust what you can do and can't do. But what that person questioned was, if OSHA's driving by and there's a crew on a roof and they're not doing it and the OSHA inspector can see it, they can stop
they
at
can
that
stop
job.
Yeah.
And that's a OSHA directly to the contractor,
correct,
not
yeah.
the homeowner. But,
right. Yeah,
but,
the homeowner doesn't have any liability.
And OSHA was going around during the hailstorm that happened on Oconomowoc.
Like that.
They were driving around and flagging all these crews that weren't doing what they were supposed to do.
The way they're supposed to. And there's some new builders that are putting anchor points on their roof and then they leave them on the roof. I see it. I was like, what's that black thing up there? And you go up there and it's a little black cap over a ring that's secured to
that's
the roof
cool.
and they shingle around it. So that's a good idea so that when it gets reshingled, you can tie off to it. You don't have to do something new. But no, I don't have to follow that rule. I do have to tie off my ladder. You know, and you know, up at the top, it's supposed to extend 3 feet past the gutter and everything. So it really is about myself. And, you know, for a home inspection, I don't have to go on a roof. I'm not required to walk on a roof. We have to inspect the roof, and I have to put in my report how I inspected the roof, whether I'm standing on the ground with binoculars or just standing and looking or at a ladder at a roof edge, or did I walk it? So I have to put that in my report.
Sure.
And tell them, but I don't have to. I mean, sometimes in the winter, I mean, I stand on the ground and it's like, there's snow on your roof. Take a couple pictures and I put in my reports. Roof was snow covered. I couldn't inspect it.
Sure.
That's unfortunate for the buyer.
And that's maybe even less dangerous than when you go up there when there's just frost on the roof and you don't know it because
starts
you step
around.
On it. And the first thing that happens is your foot goes right out from under you.
Right. Or a really old roof. Those are slippery because the granules are coming off. So So it's really the inspector has to make that decision. How safe is it to go on the roof? And fortunately, I haven't heard really too many people. I mean, I've heard of a couple, but really not too many inspectors falling off roofs.
Yeah,
you haven't been on the roof and the ladder fell down. And you're like, how am I going to get down?
I have heard.
Hey,
of that.
Neighbor, can you
that
come
is,
over?
That has not happened to me. Again, I typically tie off. But
that's why you always keep your cell phone in your pocket if you're going up on a roof.
That too.
That way you can call somebody instead of hoping somebody hears you yelling.
Call the fire department.
Yeah,
come get me.
It actually happened to me once, years and years ago, before we even were tying ladders off to the gutters and stuff because nobody did back then. And we went up there, and I think a big wind came through and blew it right off. I'm like, whoops. And, you know, back then, we didn't really have cell phones.
No, right? No, you're right. You just waited. Stomp on the roof, and hopefully you get somebody's attention.
All right, we're going to get to this home inspection question when we come back, but we're going to take a phone call right now. Let's go over to John in Delafield. Good morning, John. What's your question?
Good morning. Question relative to, I need to do some work around the windows on the house, on the shutters, and the shutters aren't ones that you can just go buy from the store. These kind of were made when they built the house. And the windows that have been in there now have been in there for quite some time, and the caulking they used around there, I don't know what kind it is, but I mean, there isn't even a hairline crack in the caulking. But in order for me to replace the shutters on the windows in the front, I need to cut the caulking, and my question would be, I know you can go to the big box store. They got an aisle of caulking. Dayton, what would you guys use when you're replacing windows and caulking around the windows?
Yes,
well,
you quad OSI.
Yeah, quad OSI is what we use. Yeah. And you get the one that's meant for outdoors, the exterior work. Very good. It's going to last you a long time. And should be able to go over what you have there currently. Do they sell that in the box stores?
Yeah, you can get that either at Menards or Home Depot. Yeah. Quad OSI, Quad OSI has a smooth texture or lack of texture to it. Vulcum is another pretty good sealant as well, but it's got a little bit more of a texture to it.
Like a grit in
like,
it.
Like a grit. Like if you were caulking alongside brick or mortar or something, you might want to have something that has a little more of a texture. So just keep that in mind. If you want something smooth, definitely go with the Quad OSI. That's really what the professionals are using.
You guys ever use Solar Seal? That's another brand.
Yeah. You can get that at Lisbon Storm Screen and Door. I don't know where else you can get that.
I think the gutter companies.
The gutter companies? Okay.
Oftentimes
that's another good product as well.
Yeah, it works
Solar Seal.
So now you got some options.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, well, appreciate your help.
You bet.
Have a great weekend. 855-616-1620. 855-616-1620. That's a Siding Unlimited WTMJ talking text line. We will get to this. Five issues that David Nason may say, first of all, you can't say you shouldn't buy this house.
Right.
That's not something an inspector should be saying. But things that you flag that you'd be like, I wouldn't buy this house.
As a former realtor, the realtor can't tell someone that either. They can only guide them on their decision.
Okay. Well, good to know. We'll be back. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Need advice? Call 855-616-1620. Our expert home inspector is here to help. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
So we get double the fun today because David Nason wasn't supposed to be here. Yeah. He was supposed to be sailing. So Jim Riedel was going to be on. So we got them both here. Yep. And I'm Dayton. Thank you for joining us. It is a Fix-It Show. Benson Boone. You guys know that name?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Whoa.
My wife's a big fan.
I was not expecting you to know that.
Yeah.
He's going to be at Fiserv Forum on Wednesday. Are you taking her if she's a big fan of his?
No.
You're not going to pay $300 to go see a concert?
$300?
Well, I don't know. That's what tickets seem to be going for these days.
Well,
it's
maybe
crazy.
That's why I'm not going.
Yeah.
I'm older than David. I didn't know that one.
Yeah. You didn't know Benson Boone?
No.
We saw him. So Imagine Dragons was supposed to, AJR was supposed to open for them at the amphitheater years ago now. And their dad passed away. So Benson Boone filled in for them. First time really on a big stage.
That's how he got his
break. And he was awesome. Oh, my gosh. We got done. We're like, who was that guy?
Yeah.
And so I understand why he's selling out arenas now. So let's talk about this. Somebody texted in, what are the five top issues that, in your opinion, should be a no-go discovery when found in an inspection for a first-time home buyer? This is from Tom in Cedar Falls, Iowa. First of all, thanks for listening online. Right. We appreciate that.
And then also understand the home inspection standards are different in Wisconsin than Iowa or any other state, for that matter. So... That is actually a little tougher question than you might think, because as a home inspector, I'm not allowed to tell people whether, and you kind of said this, I'm not allowed to tell people whether or not they should buy the house.
Right.
And I get people asking, well, what if your son was buying this? Would you, you're still rephrasing the question. I'm not allowed to tell you whether or not you should buy the house. That's your decision. I'm there to give you information that you use and working with your realtor, you know, discuss a little bit more, but... So I can't tell you whether or not you should buy the house, and I can't tell you that whether or not I think it's worth the price that they're selling it for. We can't talk about the value or cost of the house and that. So, but, you know, I think people probably look at the big things, a roof, if a roof is really bad, and then if they already know the seller is not going to move on the price. You know, sometimes they know that. The realtors say, yeah, just so you know, they're not going to do anything here. They're not necessarily selling the house as is, but you know, if they can't move on something, that you know, maybe a bad roof.
Because think about that. So if they're, let's say Zillow says a house is worth $500,000 and you're paying $500,000 for that house, and now you're going to have to turn around and stick another $20,000 to $30,000 into the house for a roof.
Right.
Is that house really worth $500,000 if the roof is going to cost another?
So if the roof, I mean, so it sets itself up. So like our house is being taken care of. You know, we talk about maintenance all the time. So is the house being taken care of? And so sometimes, okay, we need a roof that's old. And then you start looking at, the air conditioner is 20 years old and the furnace is 20 years old. So now you're probably looking at like $12,000 right there for the mechanicals. And then, does it have a problem in the attic? And attics can be a bigger issue than just you got some quote unquote mold up there. I don't call it mold in my report. It's an organic growth, but that can be caused by a number of different things, whether it's ventilation or air leaking from the house or something. So it needs to be cleaned, but you can't just clean it. You got to figure out what's
causing it, or it's going to come back again.
Yeah, exactly. And then sometimes that's a little more involved, whether it's air sealing and insulation or making sure your exhaust vents are vented outside and everything. We don't have all this air dumping in there. So, and then probably maybe the biggest one is foundations. You know, if you have a foundation. So, Jim was asking me when we first saw the text, you know, it's like, okay, what do we call a defect? And in 2021, the state of Wisconsin changed the definition of a defect for a home inspection to be a safety or health hazard for the occupant of the home, or if the condition of a component of the home, and every part of the home is a component, so the foundation walls are a component, your furnace is a component, the roof's a component. If the condition of a component, if it's not repaired or replaced or removed, it would adversely affect its expected life, in the opinion of the inspector on the day of the inspection.
Right.
So that's the definition of a defect. So that second part, you know, safety, how we're pretty electrical issues are basically always defects. We don't want people getting shocked or electrocuted.
Or a garage door that doesn't have safety devices.
The garage door
could be harmful to a kid.
Yeah, and that's usually pretty easily fixed. It's an adjustment, but it can hurt you or kill you. Exactly.
You said at one point to me, would you have not bought the house? Because I got mine after, because it was in the rush where you couldn't get a house.
Right.
And I did the stupid thing and bought the house because it was the only house I could get.
Right.
And you did the report and you said, would you have not bought this house knowing what you know after seeing the report? And I said, yes, because I needed a house. Like, I didn't have a choice. Yeah. This was a house I could get. So you said it's just, anything can be fixed.
Everything's fixable.
It's just how much money are you wanting to spend? How much time do you want to spend? Can you do it yourself, like Jim said? Jim, what'd you say?
I'd buy a house in any condition because I would just fix it.
Right.
If the price is right and it made sense, or I really like the property.
The property,
yeah. Being a realtor, I was a licensed realtor for over 10 years, and the thing that I think is confusing is people have different understandings and they have different expectations of what they're going into. And so, like, I remember a buyer telling me, well, a good roof is just a basic given. It's got to have a good roof.
Yeah.
Well, not every house has a good roof, and you're going to look at them and you're going to find some that don't. If the only house that you really want to buy has a bad roof, are you not going to buy it? You can't always see that from the ground when you're going in and showing a house and looking at the rooms and everything else. And so people have different ideas of what's a defect and what's not. And before the 2021 law change, inspectors would say this is a defect, and another inspector would say no, that's not a defect, which is why they changed the law.
Definition was very vague. Yes.
So they kind of neutralized it a little bit.
And I would say, I know we got to go to break, but the people that I do an inspection for, and then we find something bad or something, and then that deal falls apart, and then they call me for a second one. They almost always tell me we knew what we were looking for, because now they had learned through if they followed me around, which I encouraged. Saw the inspection. Now they're at the second house. Oh yeah, we saw that. We passed on a couple houses because of what you showed us.
Nice. Nice. All right, we are going to take our final break of this hour. 855-616-1620 is the Siding Unlimited WTMJ talk and text line. Eric Brown from Siding Unlimited on with us next hour, so get your questions ready for him. It is the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
When your car or truck needs service, you should take it to a specialist. I'm Deb Cruz, president of the Auto Dealers Association of Mecca, Milwaukee. Adam member new car dealers have factory warranted parts, the latest diagnostic equipment, and certified manufacturer technicians. Plus, their prices are low or lower than independent shops, even on routine things like oil changes and tire service. Knowing all that, why would you ever consider going anywhere other than an Adam member dealer?
Get an oil change and safety inspection for trouble-free summer driving.
Milwaukee Weight Loss knows the secret to losing up to 1 pound of fat every day with no drugs or surgery, and they'll show you how to keep the weight off for good. Get your confidence and your health back. Right now, $200 off their summer special for a limited time only. Go to MilwaukeeWeightLoss.com now to book your free consultation.
Our children deserve a real chance to make it in life, and a good education is a passport to opportunity. At City Ford Collective, we're working to make sure there's a great Milwaukee school for every Milwaukee family, because more good options lead to better outcomes. And who doesn't want that? Together, we can give every child the foundation they need to thrive, and a stronger future for kids means a stronger future for Milwaukee. To learn more about our mission, visit us at cityfordcollective.org. That's cityfordcollective.org.
Are you looking to upgrade your home with a new bath, windows, roofing, or siding? At Abbey Home, we're proud to stand for the flag and celebrate America's 250th birthday. For 250 years, Americans have believed in hard work, quality craftsmanship, and taking pride in homeownership. And so do we. That's why we're offering 25% off all projects. That's 25% off all projects. Let our family help improve your home with products built to last and service you can trust. Call Abbey Home today. If somebody asks you if you know a guy in the business, you can say no, but I know a girl.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee from the Annex Wealth Management Studios. This is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma Brand station.
David Nason and Dayton Kane. It's the Fix-It Show on WTMJ.
Sponsored every week by Siding Unlimited and J&B Construction. Just a couple minutes left, but let's finish this conversation because somebody did text in, if the roof would be bad, how about the homeowner not being able to sell the house because the buyer won't be able to get homeowner's insurance or the lender approving a loan?
That's
a sticky wicket, as they like to say.
Depends on the insurance company, I think. Some of them are being more critical or stringent than others. So, I don't know.
It depends if they know about it. We were talking about there's reporting on claims to a centralized reporting system, and if the insurance companies get access to that info before they give a binder on a coverage, they might say, oh, we have a record of a claim on this, and they might not do it until they know that it's been taken care of.
So then you're going to have to get proof from the seller, like, hey, did you get this done? Do you have proof that this was replaced?
Well, that's a message to the sellers that, you know, when you do have a claim and you file a claim, you probably should fix it so that you can say it's fixed and sell your house easier.
That's why
it's
not just
the buyer thing.
I like doing inspections out in the Oconomowoc area right now because I know pretty much every roof I see
new.
Is done in the last 3 to 4 years, you know, since 2022.
Boy, that was a great hailstorm. And I say that because the insurance companies were just writing checks.
Oh, yeah. It is.
And then ever since that, it's just gotten harder and harder.
It has really changed the whole landscape of all that. Yeah.
People were just like, hey, here's my check. Here's my check.
I was one of them. My insurance company just wrote me the RCV right away. They didn't have time to send me an ACV check. And
it has changed in the last 5 years, I'll tell you. Mm-hmm. A lot harder to get money from an insurance company today than it was 5 years ago. Anyway, that does it for hour number one. Are you leaving? We're going to have a guest.
I'm leaving.
We're kicking you out, Jim. Thanks for coming in, though.
Thanks,
good to see you.
Good to see you.
Yeah, I surprised them today, so they were shocked when
he said he was here. I was like, really? I told you that I was coming in.
Eric Brown from Siding Unlimited on next hour. It is the Fix-It Show. That does it for hour number one.
This has been the Fix-It Show on WTMJ. Presented by J&B Construction and Siding Unlimited. Advice and opinions expressed during the program are solely that of the hosts or guests and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.